The History of an Office Rebellion. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the central banker in chief, Jerome Powell, says the unemployment situation is a lot worse than it looks. In a video speech yesterday to the Economic Club of New York, Powell reminded everyone the official rate does not count everyone out of work. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Fed Chair Powell says the pandemic has led to the biggest 12-month decline in the number of people in the labor force who are working since at least 1948. Powell also said many unemployed workers are misclassified by the Labor Department as having jobs.
Correcting this misclassification and counting those who have left the labor force since last February as unemployed would boost the unemployment rate to close to 10% in January.
Instead of the official January unemployment rate of 6.3%, President Biden's proposed relief bill would extend benefits for the unemployed. Some economists are worried the relief package plus pent-up consumer demand will overstimulate the economy, leading to inflation. Yesterday, Powell said the aid from Congress plus a spike in consumer spending when the economy reopens could put some upward pressure on prices, but he said he didn't think that would be large or sustained. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Dow and S&P futures are up 0.3% now. The NASDAQ future is up 0.5%. The individual investors who gather around Reddit blogs have turned their attention now to cannabis stocks. Tilray, based in Canada, does marijuana and other cannabinoid products. Its stock went up 50% yesterday and is up another 10% in overnight trading now. Each month for Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit Project, I'm watching a documentary film connected to our beats. You could watch too. What do you say? For February here, it's a film that's part of PBS Television's Independent Lens series called 9 to 5, The Story of a Movement. It's about a campaign from the 1970s for the rights of a huge part of the labor force who are often used and abused, office workers. I spoke to the directors of the film, Oscar winners Julia Reichert and Stephen Bognar.
Secretaries were viewed as office wives. Clean my dentures, go out and get my lunch, make coffee for the whole group. Yes, sew up the pants. We actually have archival footage of the boss and his secretary talking about how does she feel about sewing up his pants while he has them on. And you look at her face, and it's a very striking combination of, I better smile, to like, this was totally creepy. Remember, this was before the word sexual harassment. And 9 to 5 was among the organizations leading to like really make us aware of sexual harassment.
And, you know, the 9 to 5ers had all kinds of wonderful tactics. You know, they gave out the Pettiest Office Procedure Award or the Bad Boss of the Year Award. They went on Phil Donahue and brought their bosses with them and shamed them on national TV. It was all with a smart, sharp sense of humor, and it just leveraged public opinion in a really good way.
You know, the labor movement at that time had very few women leaders and did not have many leaders of color. 9 to 5 did, though.
It's vivid in the film when 9 to 5ers reach out to other unions early on. Here's 9 to 5 co-founder Karen Nussbaum and organizers Helen Williams and Kim Cook.
So we talked to 10 different unions, and some were clueless, where they said, oh, you know, we'd do more organizing here if I could just get a girl in to answer the phones more often.
You didn't feel like you were sitting with somebody who considered you their equal. It's just like you little girls patting on the head kind of attitude.
You know, they would say things like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're all too young and green to really know what it means to be in a union.
And, you know, the labor movement has changed a lot since then. Many of the people in the film went on to continue to work in the labor movement, but continued to push for it to have, you know, more women leaders, a more feminist approach. And it's had a big impact on the labor movement, 9 to 5.
And before we go, the Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton movie is a kind of cartoon version of all of this. But in your film, people feel that movie version helped the cause?
As a satire, you kind of pass over the question of, are women exploited? And millions of women around the country saw that movie.
It was the number two box office hit of that year after The Empire Strikes Back. It was a huge hit.
And people saw it again and again. And it actually raised the prospects of the 9-to-5 national organization, which at that point was not a labor union. It was simply an association. After the movie came out, they decided, all right, the timing is right. Let's go for forming a women-led national union of clerical workers. Within months, President Reagan backed the union busters and actually busted the Air Traffic Controllers Union. So their new union really was born at a very, very unfortunate time in American history.
The documentary we're watching this month is 9-to-5, The Story of a Movement. It's Julia Reichert and Stephen Bognar who produced and directed this film. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. This has been fun.
Thanks, David.
That film is on PBS and the PBS app this month. Links at marketplace.org. Now, we're watching a documentary film once a month as part of our Econ Extra Credit project, a wholesome way to spend 100 minutes a month. I would very much like to hear your reaction to these films. Email us using extracredit@marketplace.org for the email address. We're not playing the 9-to-5 theme here, but you're hearing it in your head, right? I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.